Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Before we get into today's episode, if you want a bonus podcast episode per week, that's 4 extra a month, plus access to my private Instagram where I post never before seen videos, bloopers, deleted scenes, I go live Q&A with my fans, and a portion of it goes to charity, go to TreyKennedy.com/DLG and become a Do Less guest. TreyKennedy.com/DLG. Now on to today's episode. Now listen, I'm not going to have kids anytime soon. Years away from that, but of course, you know, there are some people, you know, my cousin had a kid, some people in my life are having kids, so we started talking, you know, my wife was like, we're going to have 5 kids. So, of course, you know, she has all these siblings, and she grew up with a big family, but it's great, but she's nice. She's the nicest. She's like, my wife doesn't know anything, we're like, making decisions or something. She's like, well, let's consider the feelings of others. Like, does that crap all the time. But we need to make sure, you know, you gotta put yourself in their shoes. We need to make sure we're thinking of them first. She does all that crap all the time. God. Yeah, I'm sure your family was nice and dandy. All of you were like that. By the time I was 5, I'd given my sister and my mom a bloody nose. What was wrong with her? You think you want 5 of those? By the time I was 10, I'd robbed a bank. Nah, not really. But I was just, it's just not going to work. Okay, I mean, we went to a wedding recently. COVID wedding. Those are okay. And I was cracking jokes during the ceremony. And after the words, my wife had to take me aside. She's like, now listen, that's not how you're supposed to behave during a wedding ceremony. I'm 27! Imagine this, but 20 times less mature. If you can. You want 4 of those? I can't imagine trying to get a bunch of kids to do what you want them to do. I can't even get me to do what I wanted to do. Well, you know, I'm sorry, I know. I probably should be respectful during the wedding ceremony, but I'm a child. I would tell myself to do that and then I didn't do it. I can't even get me to do what I wanted to do. Imagine 4 of those? 5 of those? Gee, I have one little sister. I think she was an accident. They had me. They accidentally had her. I'm like, we're done. I'm going to have 5 of those. Correct Opinions, episode 46. Hindsight 2020, the comedy live stream event is tonight. Almost sold out. Thank you so much. Everyone's already bought tickets. Worked really hard on this show. I'm proud of it. It's all new material. Hoping we can bring a little entertainment to you tonight. You know, we sold a lot of tickets, which tells me a lot of people have nothing but it. Which is great. That was the idea. You can get your tickets at TreyKennedy.com/live. It's just $10 for access to the live stream. So, you know, throw a watch party. Get the kiddos if you can. Probably not, but just $10 and a portion of the proceeds go to NoKidHungry.org. Yeah, because we're trying to raise money for kids who are hungry. My gosh, I was a kid. I ate plenty and I was a horrible person. So we're not raising money for those kids. Okay? So, TreyKennedy.com/live. You're going to love it. Should be about an hour to 15 minute experience for everyone. 8 p.m. Central. And then NBA's back tomorrow. We got a full week of couch watching. Well, I mean, I've run through all the Netflix options. So, you're welcome. Episode 46. Thanks for coming on back. We have a good episode today. Correct Opinions. Roll music.
Correct Opinions.
to my parents this weekend. Oh, before I forget, also we have a new YouTube channel, Trey Kennedy Studios. Please go subscribe. We're building that up where we can, where you just, you can watch the podcast. So you can watch me. I'm dancing right now. You're listening to this in your car? You just missed that. So go check it out. Say Trey from the audio version of Correct Opinion sent me, and I'll say what's up in the comments. Please subscribe. We're trying to build that. That's fun. I went to my parents over the weekend. It's amazing. I mean, I literally the first time I've gotten out of the vicinity of my home in months and months and months. It was great. They have a pool, which was, if the pool was low on water, I filled it up with my tears of joy. It was the best. You know, it's, I'm very fortunate to have parents, one, who also have a pool. But it's like when visiting your parents' pool is the highlight of your year. It's been a wild year. I love to see them. I love swimming in pools always. But it's, you ever do highs and lows? Everyone go around, tell your highs and lows of the week. What are your highs and lows of this year so far? Okay, well, I'll start with lows. How much time you got? the whole thing that's kind of like happening, and I just, anything I was ever looking forward to and for this entire year has been canceled. So that's kind of the low. High for this year, well, we're 7 months in, just about 7 months in officially. The high was an afternoon at my parents' pool in the suburbs. So, that's a wild year, but it was great. Anyways, got out of the house. I had a few of my buddies over too. We just transformed into 12-year-olds. Swimming in the pool, playing basketball on our bare feet, splashing the girls. Leave us alone! AKA our wives, and we're grown men. Eating pizza by the pool. Not waiting 45 minutes. Getting back in the pool. Peeing in the pool. Sorry, mom, who's listening to this. So it was a whole vibe. But did that. And then I return home for the first time once. I felt the feeling of, like, you know that feeling when you've been out of town or something, and maybe you're going for work and you come home and you're like, oh, so nice to be back at home in my bed. All I felt is, get me out of this bed. Get me out of this home. So I had that feeling, which was nice. And listen, do I have it good? Yes. Am I being very sensitive and whiny and millennially and pathetic? Yes. But as I sip my cold brew, life's good. We did dodge a wedding shower. You know what I mean? Some of these COVID cancellations were like, oh, that's nice. I'm exaggerating. We were excited for, like, did you have a baby shower or something like that? You're like, gosh, Diane is just getting a little crazy with the hosting the parties. And like, we're going to postpone it. You're like, whew. Like now, some of these weddings that are trying to make it work, you know, it sucks. Obviously, we've postponed our wedding twice. It sucks. But some of these people are trying to make it work. Like, just wear a mask. We're going to space you apart. They're trying to make it work. I get it. But now you have a good excuse not to go to these weddings that you might have gone to. And you're like, nah, I don't want to go. Like, COVID, sorry. Like, wait, weren't you at a pool party recently? Don't look at that. Don't think about that. Now it's in to be the weird kid at the pool who wears the full snorkel gear. Why is that kid in the pool snorkel gear? COVID. Why is that grown man snorkeling in the deep end of this apartment pool? Because of COVID. It's not because I'm diving for rings. Katie, will you throw me another? Dude, I'll dive for rings for 30 minutes. I think that's fun. I'll dive for rings. I am not above that at all. I was, you know, the weird kid in the pool who would be off the deep end by himself, like holding his breath just by himself. Breath holding competition by yourself. I was doing that over the weekend. By the way, 75 seconds. I'll die for rings. That's what 2020 has brought me to. If someone said, hey man, you want to come to my pool? I'll throw you rings. You can die for them. Yes. What else am I going to do? And by the way, time me. I want to see if I can get it 10 seconds or less. I watched a Netflix show on free diving, where these little aboriginal guys can dive like 300 feet underwater. So that's cool. That's something you didn't know. We've advanced society so much. We're like, well, we have these cool phones. I can't tell you how it works, but I feel advanced. That's what's the problem. We have Elon Musk or something creating self-driving cars. We're like, that's cool. And so all this technology I get, because really smart people make it, I have no idea how that works. And then I lose any and all skills I might have ever had. Like free, like maybe if I lived in a different world and I didn't have iPhones and Teslas. I don't have a Tesla, but maybe I might rent one for a weekend. Maybe I could free dive 100 yards, 100 meters. But no, I can't even fix a leaky faucet. You know it's bad when you're, when something goes wrong in your house and it's, you know it's so easy to fix and you still don't know how to do it. It's like, is this even hireable? It's like, hi, yeah, I was looking to hire somebody to clean out my vacuum. Like, sir, that's not even, no one's ever paid anyone to do that. You need to figure that out. Oh, okay. Yeah, I knew that. It's testing you. By the way, do you have any pools? I'll die for rings. 2020. You know, 2020 is weird too because it makes you put your priority, you really stare your priorities right in the face. I had this thought where, you know, I bet a lot of people in your 20s, 30s, 40s, you probably see your parents. You know, if you don't live in the same city, you probably see your parents every couple months, right? A couple months, you try to make it more, but, and for the most people, they're like, yeah, that's kind of makes sense. I didn't see my barber for 3 weeks and I thought the world was ending. And I haven't had my beard trimmed in 4 months. I don't even know what's the point anymore. You know, I see my barber with my parents. That'll stare you right in the mirror, huh? What were your thoughts when everything got canceled? All right, but people were going to have to close down the gyms. Oh, that's kind of, we're going to have to close down churches. Well, I guess I could still watch online. We're going to close down the bars. What? No, not my patio brunch. We're gonna shut down the place where you can get physically healthy. We're going to shut down the place where you can get kind of spiritually healthy, maybe mentally healthy. And then we're going to shut down the place where you spend money you don't need to spend and drink beverages you probably don't need to drink. No! I want to play bocce ball with a seltzer in my hand. How dare you? I mean, I could work out from home and pray from home. I want to craft a cocktail on a rooftop. Gosh darn it. That'll wake you up. One of you guys sent me a hilarious Amazon review. Thank you for always sending these in. Amazon. If you haven't heard of it, big company. Big company. They do amazing things. You guys are going to send me anything you want me to roast at the email, or no, more preferred these days would be the Instagram. Go follow the Instagram. Go shoot us a message about what you want me to roast. Voice message, link, DM, whatever. At correct.opinions. Leah, thank you for sending this in. This is a review for boots on Amazon, like hiking boots, okay? First of all, who is spending the time to write these reviews on Amazon? Very nice of you. I don't. Have you ever, I've tried to be nice when I'll like call customer service, like, would you stand in the line to give us a review, answer a survey? I'm like, you know what? I'm sure no one does this. I'll do it. So they wait, and 30 seconds goes by. Hang up. Make it easier. If you immediately were like, do you like this? Yes, no, press 1. Did they do a good job? 5 to, scale 1 to 10. 10, hang up. They're like, please stay on the line for a brief survey. Please stay on the line for a brief survey. If you enjoyed the service, you hang up. Oh gosh, how long was it? Get to the point. Who's coming up with this stuff? So these people who not only write Amazon surveys, reviews, but they'll type a paragraph and add photos. It's like, how much did you like these hiking boots? Is the hiking boot manufacturer have you, it's hostage somewhere? I want to double spaced. Hey, listen. Double spaced thesis, that needs to be a full cohesive thought review with photography. You got it. That's the only way these are happening. The only way these are happening. Trisha, bought these hiking boots. Man, is she excited. I bought these shoes for my Scotland vacation in March. Okay. They were one of the best purchases I made regarding this trip. I have all sorts of feet problems, including a painful bunion. Blech. I got a bunion from them torturing me to write this review. They smashed my toes in. Painful bunion, flat feet, and achy ankles. This shoe provided me enough room for my bunion and gave support for my flat feet and ankles. Not to mention their nice high support for my cankles. And above that, I have wonky knees. Okay, I'm making this up at this point, but they are also truly waterproof. Scotland is very wet in March. We really know we went to Scotland. And my feet were totally dry during my walks through mud, snow, and rivers. Where are you going? And these shoes even helped me jump higher into my fiance's arms as he proposed on top of Arthur's Sea in Edinburgh. There we go. I had these boots on when I turned around and saw my husband down on one knee, and I was able to jump pain-free off of my bunion, off of these horrible, wonky flat feet, into my husband's arms. That night, we went back to our hostel, and as he was caressing me and telling me how much he loved me, he unlaced my boots, and my bunions only smelled a little. As he washed my feet, as a symbol of his servitude throughout my days, he only had to get a little bit of gunk out of between my toes, because these things are not only waterproof, but still breathable. Why are you telling us all this? So back to review. If you want to keep your feet dry, hike comfortably, and perhaps get engaged, I suggest you buy these good luck boots. And there's photos of them like overlooking the city. Can't I talk? There's a photo of her mid-leap into his arms. So, Trisha. Trisha, Trisha, Trisha.
How about you don't?
Shut up.
We're hitting her with a three-peat.
Shut up.
Oh, man. Wow. I wonder if he did hubby know about all these feet problems? Those are probably hereditary. Baby come out the wound. Oh, he's so cute. Look at him. Oh, it's so cute. Look at her face. Oh, it's a boy. Bring it out. Oh, my God. Oh, his feet they're going every which way. How is he zero when he has bunions? Something to think about, hubby. I love you so much, baby. Get in these arms. She's like pigeon walks over there. All right, give me a moment. Flat feet. Bunions. Bad ankles. Man. She was dealt a tough hand in the feet category, but thanks to the boots, thanks to Scotland, happy ending. Thank you so much for sending that in. That was really a treat. Woo! How about another segment of
Crazy White Baby Names?
Man, you guys love sending these in. It's been a long time. I'm like, we can't do these all the time, but we have a few we need to address. We have a few we need to address. Starting off with this girl sent in a convo. She says, listen, Trey, I saw this screenshot, friend of mine, keep me anonymous, but this is horrifying. Someone asked, it was a text thread. Congrats, you're having a baby. That's so, and she's like, yes, we're so excited. They go, have you picked out any names? Says, I'm pretty sure we're going to go with R-E-I-G-H-F-Y-L, Rifle.
Crazy white baby names.
That's a good one, given the climate. Yeah, we're gonna name him Rifle, just so you get right to the point of what we're about. Okay. They made it a pretty spelling, at least. What's its middle name? Lock and Barrel? Spelled L-A-U-C-H in B-E-R-R-A-Y-L-E-L? E? I get it confused. It's so confusing. Gosh. This next one. So this is one that this just seems like a classic, right? This is what people do. They come up with these names, but then they try to explain it, right? It's an absurd name, but then they think, they're like, oh, someone posted this. This young girl's name is Takoda. T-A-K-O-D-A. Takoda. But it means friend to everyone. He goes, it means friend to everyone. So I feel like they say Takoda, and then people go, oh, okay, that's unique. They go, it means a friend to everyone. And they think everyone will go, oh, well, now I love it. Still don't. You can't just find a random meaning in another language and bring it into our language and force it on us. What is it? Also, this girl, thank you, listener, for sending this in, said they named her first child Story. I don't know. I'm not even gonna go there. Okay. How about this? Let me just look this up. I'm gonna name my child
Apollo Pato.
This is Apollo Pato Kennedy. Apollo Pato Kennedy. Apollo Pato. Oh, that's unique. Well, before you judge. I can assure you have an explanation for this. In Greek, it means gentle booty.
Papalopato.
Oh, I still hate it. No. Yeah, we're having our new one. His name is
Boozen de Segens.
We're going to name him Boozen Segens Kennedy. Boozen Segens Kennedy. Oh, do you realize you named your son Boozen? Like, alcohol? We get that a lot. Well, that's not what we mean at all. No, don't get it confused. It means, in German, it means a bosom of blessing. Because he's being blessed from his mother's bosom, so we named him Boozen Segens, because in Germany that means what? I don't care that what Takoda means in another language. We're not speaking that language. No. It means gentle booty, because when I first held him, the first thing I touched was his little booty, and it was gentle. Let me tell you. You hear that? I didn't go. I went. Gentle booty. Apollo Pato.
Apollo Pato.
Is that Greek, by the way? I know nothing.
Apollo Pato.
Is that the talking Greek? Apollo Pato. Oppa! Big Fat Greek Wedding. Is that the best movie of all time? It's one of the few movies we watched a lot growing up. Sorry I'm stuttering every three sentences this episode. Why can't I talk? Big Fat Greek Wedding was a movie about a big Greek family who got married. And it was PG. And it was about joining a family. So it was one of the six movies I was allowed to watch growing up. And I watched it 19 times. So that was good. It's funny when I try to tell my parents, you should watch this on Netflix. And it's kind of a funny joke, because they'll be like, in the first episode, it'll just be some horrific scene of like gore and violence. And my mom's like, we turned that off. Oh my gosh, you watch that? You should watch Game of Thrones, Mom. Just gets beheaded in the first 10 minutes. My gosh. Oh, it's really good. You should watch it. Bosom of Blessing. They named her daughter Story. Man.
Crazy white baby names.
There was this last... Oh, this person. They named their daughter Adora. Middle name, Belle.
Crazy white baby names.
Adora Belle. This is our little boy. We named him An. Middle name, Oin. We named him Abna. Kshus. We named our, because our doula did so much for us in the delivery room. We love our doula. She's the best. In honor of her, we're gonna name our daughter Doula. Middle name, Les. guess, and then people, there's like an increasing thing for like having your baby at home, right? Just like in an inflatable pool or something. Man, that sounds terrifying. It's cheaper, right? But man, I don't want to be near that situation. I know I will. Okay, I will, but man, I just don't even get how it works. But the baby come out, does he come out like arm first? I don't know. I'm not an idiot. I know if it's a girl, it comes out one area, and if it's a boy, it comes out a different part of the body. I know that. I'm not an idiot. Thank you. That's how you know. I'm not a dummy. I know how it works. Get out of here. I know, okay? And if it's a twin, the baby comes out, and then another comes out of the baby. I know that. I'm not dumb. And if it's premature, a stork brings it. I'm not dumb. I know how it works. So, let's read some ads.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Jaina from the Correct Spins Instagram sent me a pretty great DM. Someone sent in we all know Christmas cards. We all know, snail mail's great, right? But how often do people use snail mail really thoughtfully, right? Like, I had a buddy recently, just send me a nice note. That's how you do it. But just otherwise, the only snail mail is cheesy Christmas cards or thank you notes way too late. I'm going to start sending your welcome notes. They're coming, people I bought gifts for. But someone sent me a true new one. We'll call this like a COVID card. It was a picture of a family of four in masks, plus a dog in a mask, photoshopped. The mask is photoshopped on the dog because, the dog was probably not participating. Because it's a dog! We didn't want to wait till December to say this year sucks. That was the card they printed and sent. Boredom's real, y'all. Boredom's real. Boredom's real. They're sending those. In a way, I appreciate the realness. Just maybe I need to send a letter to everyone. Just a photo of me flipping the bird or something. This year sucks. Trey, see you around. Not. Send that to everyone I know. Just me just frowning and just off of a fresh cry. Eyes are red. Little bloodshot. Well, if this card's a little moist, it's my tears are on it. This year sucks. I'm gonna send those out. Someone else sent me on Instagram, this is good. It was a photo of a woman. Where was it? I want to give credit because it's fantastic. These runners who brag. Do you know what I'm saying? They post their mileage after they run. I don't get that. No one. It's so triggering. This one ran 11 miles. Can't believe I ran over 11 miles in this heat. Crazy what the body can do. Why are we? We all follow someone who does that. New personal best. It's like their Nike running app thing, and they ran like 6 miles in 58 minutes. I'm not doing that, but I don't need to know that. I'm gonna start just sharing you have an app that tells you like how much sleep you got. 7 hours, 45 minutes last night. Boom. averaging eight plus a night. So imagine what the body can do. Amazing what the body can do. Just calorie counter. Had 2,100 calories today. Just pretty reasonable. 2,500 today. Splurged for the extra piece of pizza tonight. Like, why do we care how much you're moving your legs around? Why do we care that you ran around the block a few times? You're gonna get blocked. I don't care. Okay. Hey, here's the grocery list. Here's what it came out to. Trader Joe's, spent $112 today. Got a few special little treats. Gonna try these little mini sea salt brownies. So just keeping you informed. Why do we care? Stop sending me that. That's when you know COVID's bad. The most exciting thing this guy's posted on his story is that he ran a few miles. And it's super annoying when people are posting. Like, I saw this girl post the other day. She's like, it was just her, like, posted up, and the location was like Miami, Florida. It's like, you might want to simmer down a little bit when you're flying around to Florida. I guess it's a free country, right? But I don't know. It's posted up in Wuhan. Love other cultures. It's like, okay, well, I'm not going to go there. So maybe just don't tag the location. Just ran six laps around the Houston ICU. Like, stop. You probably shouldn't be around there. Thoughts and prayers. What a mess. Man, I hope. Could you imagine going into lockdown again, man? Those were dark times. Could you imagine doing the full lockdown again? Surely not, right? If this thing gets really, really bad, gets worse and worse and worse, and we have to do that again. Oh my gosh. And someone brought this point to me the other day. Like, right now, it's like, well, we can go out. Hopefully you find a pool somewhere. You can kind of go on a hike. Go on a 6-mile jog and tell everyone about it. But in the winter, man, there's no escaping this. Man, I'm trying to find, like, somewhere to go later this year. Because we had to postpone our honeymoon. You know, we can't go internationally, at least not for many months. And we're like, I guess we could, in December, we could go to Kentucky? You want to do the Bourbon Trail, babe? It's kind of tough. I'm hoping we can do the tour. A lot of you are asking, like, do we reschedule the tour? They're on the website, but who knows if we can do that. Hopefully. I feel like a lot of you guys are down, but I don't think anywhere is allowed to have, like, a bunch of people in it right now. Oh, what a time. What a time. See this article here that a man sang for 50 hours straight as Elvis to break a world record. What does anyone even... I remember when I was young, I had those Guinness World Record books, and I'd love to read through them. The tallest guy. The smallest guy. The heaviest guy ever. The guy with the biggest shoes. It was kind of exciting, right? But after they cover all the interesting ones, now it's just getting out of control. Everyone has a world record. I probably have one. It's like, influencer with least amount of maturity. I don't know. The Elvis impersonator sings for 50 hours to break Guinness record. He has the world record for the longest to continually sing Elvis impersonation songs. So now I will now attempt to break the hung and hung and burning love. Is that even his song? That's embarrassing. I'm sorry. The previous record belonged in 03 by a German whose record was 43 hours, 11 minutes. So it said the singer, he was left very hoarse following his world record attempt. Said it was last time he will attempt a singing marathon world record. Man. Can you imagine hearing that for 50 hours? What's more impressive than singing for 50 hours is being the world record, like, auditor who had to listen for 50 hours. He should get the credit. Just Hour 32. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you very much. And Sky's like, for the love of God. Oh, 18 more hours to go. That guy needs a plaque. Congratulations, sir. You did it. The most an Elvis impersonator has ever sang continuously. You also got a plaque for probably the most pathetic thing to do for 50 hours straight. And I get a cash reward for listening to this crap for 50 hours.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you very much. Uh-huh.
I don't understand. Yeah, they'll be like, most... okay, look. This another one pops up. World record for most watermelons chopped on top of another man's head in 60 seconds. What are we doing? Really that bored? Let's look at this article. This watermelon one.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I like cigarettes.
A man chops through 50 watermelons on another man's head for Guinness World Record. Real life fruit ninja. Cool. Ashrita Furman. He has more than 600 world records because, of course, he does. Chopped through 50 watermelons on... How do you even get a hold of these people? Like, do I just call a 1-800 number? I'm like, hey, I thought of this. I'm going to open and close my blinds for 8 hours straight. Will that be a world record? Let me check the main. Let me check the database. Yep. We can have someone out there Tuesday if you want the title. Yep. So I guess that's it. This guy got a world record and he's just chopping watermelons. What a waste of watermelons.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
There's another one. Man breaks record with 322 punches thrown in 1 minute. We're really bored this year. Just what's considered a punch? He's Slovakian Pavel Chasov. He trained 6 months for this. CrossFit. Why are you here today for CrossFit? I'm just trying to better myself. I got into working out and I reached a point where I thought I'd like to do this, but annoy people more. Who else?
I train for world record. 322 punches, 60 seconds. I Sonic Hedgehog of Slovakia. I'm the Slovakian Sonic.
Time. You got a world record. I did it. I threw the most punches. No. You did the most annoying thing for a minute. You broke the world record for training the hardest for the least important thing.
Slovakian Sonic.
Oh. Guinness. Man, what record should I break, man? I could break some records. This millennial goes for the record for the most consecutive days of overpaying for cold brews. My name's Trey. This is going on, I don't know, months and months of paying for coffee. I can perfectly make it home, but I just drive down there and buy it. So going for the record. I heard I'm up against a lot of girls from Delta Gamma, but I don't think it's really fair because they're using like their dad's Starbucks account, but I, dude. Oh, that's good. I pay for my own. I just don't even... Guinness is just bored. 50 hours of Elvis. Man, I went through Elvis Land once. Just didn't... Elvis. I'm going to try to... This guy's saying... What? I'm going to sing Celine Dion for 50 hours straight. Who wants to listen to that?
Near, far, wherever you are, and I know that my heart will.
Okay, that's enough. I got 49.99 more hours. You get the record. Guinness World Record breaks the world record for announcing the most stupid world records given to us by the Guinness Book of World Records. Someone, that's what I need in my election. Someone needs to talk about Guinness Book of World Records. They have this authority to just give a bunch of world records? I want the president to talk about this. That's what I'm looking for in a candidate. The Guinness, listen, I like the Guinness World Records. I like them quite a lot, actually. I think they're very nice people. Very nice people. But you can't just willy-nilly give out records like this. That's what I need. I'm Joe Biden, and I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. And Guinness World Records, I forgot what we're talking about. It's all a nightmare. Episode 46. Strange one. Getting stranger. Please go subscribe to the YouTube channel, Trey Kennedy Studios. Watch the Correct Opinions as well as the Do Less God Bless podcast, guys. Thanks for all the love on the episode one of Do Less God Bless podcast with Jake. That's how coming every Friday. And yeah, get your tickets to the live stream, TreyKennedy.com/live. New videos coming constantly. We have a really fun one tomorrow, basketball themed. Might be another music video, that's all I'll say. Might be to the tune of Return of Basketball. That's all I'm going to say. Episode 46. We're coming every Wednesday. Almost to that sweet, sweet episode 50. That's coming up. We're almost to you a year. It really means a lot you guys are listening. You know, I never would have thought this many people would listen to me just jabbing away in my house. Correct opinions. They're always correct. You know that.
So I just want to say thank you. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. Hubba hubba.
I don't know what else he said. All right. Do us God bless. See you less. See you next week.
Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.